This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. News of the Food and Drug Administration granting full approval to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine could mark a time of vaccination mandates upcoming by more and more government agencies, schools, and employers. Indiana University successfully defended its vaccine mandate for students and employees all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. With full approval anticipated soon for the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines, what could full approval of the three U.S. vaccines mean for schools like Ball State that have mask mandates but not a vaccine mandate? Joining us at the end of a very busy first week of the fall semester, a semester back to full in-person instruction on the Muncie campus, is Ball State President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Stan. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, what indeed does this mean? What do we know as of today? Will Ball State, once full approval is granted the three vaccines, have a vaccine mandate?
Well, we're going to continue to evaluate the conditions on our campus and in our community. And, you know, one of the ways that I can answer that question is I was listening with interest yesterday morning when you provided your listeners. I was listening to the 7 a.m. newscast. You shared some data about information in the state, as you do in Delaware County, and you observed and made some comparisons with the locations of some of the large universities. And I think you mentioned that in Tippecanoe County, where Purdue is located, they are 2.0 on the state color-coded system. And of course, that Purdue does not have a vaccine mandate. And Delaware County here, we're 2.5 on the color-coded system and don't have a vaccine mandate. And then, of course, in contrast, I think you shared that in Monroe County, where Bloomington IU has a vaccine mandate.
That's right.
They're only, I guess, 1.5, or at least as of yesterday, 1.5 on the color-coded system. So as your question and as that report, you know, a listener might infer that there's a causal connection between university protocols and the conditions in their communities, in their respective counties. But I think, as you said, there's no data really that supports that inference.
That's right.
What I wanted to share with your listeners is actually, I believe we have data that demonstrates there is no causal connection between a university's vaccination policy and the conditions in those counties. So let me share some data with you that I've shared with you before. Presently, in terms of full-time employees, 74% are fully vaccinated. Within that total population, 82% of our full-time faculty are vaccinated. Within full-time professional staff, that number is 86%, and in terms of staff as a whole, it's 74%. I know you also asked me about student populations. Overall, the student population who's taking one or more on-campus course, the 68% of them are fully vaccinated, and 75%, three-quarters of those in a residence halls are fully vaccinated. So the question is, you know, should we follow Indiana University's lead and mandate vaccinations? But as you probably know, one of the reasons that the federal courts didn't preclude IU from enforcing that mandate is that they have four or five exemptions from their mandate. They have a health or medical exemption. They also have a medical deferral. That is, it's not that I have a permanent condition that would prevent me from ever having a vaccine, but I have a current condition that makes it inappropriate for me to have a vaccine presently. They also have a religious exemption. They have an ethical exemption. So the reason I share all that is because even if we were to issue a mandate, if we decide to do so, you're never going to get to 100%. Because there are always going to be exemptions. So I think really the question is, as you know, there's a controversy over vaccine mandates. But so given that controversy and the necessary exemptions, will a vaccine mandate make our campus and our community materially safer, right? That's the appropriate question. And I think when you consider that question in the context of, in addition to our current vaccine practice, you know, we've got pre-arrival testing for unvaccinated students. We have surveillance testing for unvaccinated employees and students. And we require masks, irrespective of vaccination status. You have to wear masks inside a building. So let me then just give you just a couple more data, and then I'll try to answer your question really directly.
Okay.
Two more facts. You reported yesterday morning that on Wednesday in Delaware County alone, more than 80 residents of Delaware County tested or reported tested positive that day. Mm-hmm. Yet over the last 7 days, because of all of our existing protocols, over the last week, only four Ball State employees tested positive. So I believe that even with our existing protocols, the risk to someone's health for our employees and our students, it isn't on our campus. That data suggests the risk is in the community. So my hope is that we can encourage other community leaders, those leaders in businesses and public institutions, to follow our lead, which is to encourage and incentivize vaccines, to inform and educate their employees, to make vaccines readily accessible like we do, because that's what will make Delaware County and East Central Indiana safer. And as a result, that will make our campus even safer than it already is.
But wouldn't it be wise, regardless of what the county is doing, for as many employees and students to get the vaccine?
Certainly, we want as many people as possible. But as I said, the question is, will a mandate that will be resisted and by many people, will that really move the needle given the exemptions and the resistance? And so that's what I'm weighing. And I'm going to continue to weigh that question in the context of what our positivity rate or the incidence of positive tests on our campus among our employees and our students. So it's certainly there's a benefit, but it might come at a price.
Was the university, and a number of people have asked me this, was the university under financial pressure to go without a vaccine mandate?
No. You know, you know that, again, the vaccine mandates and even mask protocols, people are divided over those issues. So any decision we make about a vaccine mandate is not going to affect our enrollment, so we didn't consider it. You know, I believe our students, we saw it last year, I think we're seeing it this year, they value a safe campus. And they appreciate that if they're going to continue to have a vibrant on-campus experience like you described a moment ago, that they must continue to abide by health and safety protocols to maintain that experience. That's why the vaccination rates are high. That's why in our classrooms, in our buildings, you're seeing very, very high rates of compliance with our mask protocol. So the short answer to your question is no, that's not entering our calculus.
Well, President Jeff Mearns, thanks again for being with us this week. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Stan. Have a great day.
You as well. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.